From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has given the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention whether to declare independence.
El Consejo de Ministros ha acordado.
He demanded confirmation whether or not independence was declared after regional president Carles Puigdemont Tuesday declared independence but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Catalan government is being given until Monday to respond. If independence was declared, it will be given another 3 days to reverse course. Monash University analyst Stuart King said the prime minister, criticized for the police crackdown on the October 1st independence referendum, struck the right tone this time.
I think it's a very astute move on the part of the central government in a response to what was a very ambiguous statement in the Catalan parliament.
Carlos Rivadulla, president of the Association of Catalan Businessmen, said he believes he knows why the Catalan leader did not outright declare independence.
Probably one of the main reasons why yesterday regional president did not declare directly and forward independence was the pressure from the business corporate community. It was a big signal they sent starting last week, when many of the biggest companies in Catalonia left the region because of the political instability.
Under the Constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call for new elections. Kenya's electoral board said Wednesday all 8 candidates from the annulled August 8th presidential election will be able to take part in the repeat poll October 26th, including main opposition leader Raila Odinga, despite his decision earlier this week to withdraw. Police fired tear gas on opposition supporters Wednesday. Several people were hurt as thousands heeded Odinga's call and took to the streets demanding electoral reform. This is VOA News. In Northern California, the death toll is now 23 as firefighters, faced with high winds and low humidity, battle out-of-control wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Hundreds of people are missing and unaccounted for. More than 20 blazes have scorched nearly 70,000 hectares across 9 counties since Sunday. Jerry Brown is the state's governor.
We've had big fires in the past. This is one of the biggest, the most serious, and it's not over.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa is a hard-hit area with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated. Ken Pimlott is director of CAL FIRE.
While we yesterday had a brief respite from the winds, we have returned today to red flag conditions, very dry humidities, 8% in many locations, and winds that are surfacing out of the north, in some places, 40 miles an hour.
Firefighters are struggling to strengthen fire containment lines in an effort to stem the fire's advance. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the military is considering changes in the wake of last week's ambush in Niger that killed 4 U.S. service personnel carried out by a suspected Islamic State affiliate. Mattis said the attack occurred in an area where the enemy has not operated before. It's reported some 40 U.S. and Nigerian troops were attacked by militants riding in vehicles, including motorcycles. President Donald Trump is expected to announce soon whether he will decertify Iran's compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, giving Congress 60 days to decide whether to reimpose sanctions. Republican Congressman Ed Royce chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
As flawed as the deal is, I believe we must now enforce the hell out of it. Let's work with allies to make certain that international inspectors have better access to possible nuclear sites, and we should address the fundamental sunset shortcoming, as our allies have recognized.
Mr. Trump faces an October 15 deadline on certification. In July, he criticized Tehran for not living up to the spirit of the agreement. Floods in Vietnam have left nearly 40 dead and dozens more missing. Heavy rains blamed on a tropical depression inundated the northern and central provinces of the country. More than 20 were injured by the flooding and landslides. Thousands have been evacuated. Zambia Wednesday said emergency measures imposed by President Edgar Lungu earlier this year have expired. The emergency powers were invoked July 5 following a series of arson fires in the wake of detention of the main opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema, who's been charged with treason. Buoyed by strong corporate earnings, Wall Street ended Wednesday once again in record territory. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average Index gaining more than 40 points Wednesday to close at 22,872. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. There's going to be some hot rock and beautiful sounds from across the African continent that will come rocking you down today. And so I want you to stay around because I'm going to take you on a musical trip around Africa on disc. And today, I'm going to take you old school, starting off with Mr. President of my Sondega Diaboy of Liberia. Everybody want to become president. And right after that, Paquita, the sound of Tabule Roshiro from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Beautiful Woman by Cloud 7 of Nigeria. But Mr. President is the track right now, and Sondega Diaboy of Liberia comes in.
President. Muskilo want to become president. Bobby Dose want to become president. Crazy man, you see, want to become president. Mr. Kredi want to become president. Mr. Lala man want to become president. President, you wasting you. Mr. Roro want to become president. President, President, you see, one become president, Mr. John President.
The AFL want to be volvas pronto a quitar. Gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi paquita. Fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, para bien, para bien. Que tu madre te garda. Esto es tu espera. Quiero que creces pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi paquita. Fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi paquita. Fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Estoy herido por la flecha de tu belleza y disimulo. Ven encender mi corazón, está pronto, bella paquita. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi paquita. Fidele yo, que volvas pronto. Paquita, gracias, gracias, tu clava es mi paquita. Fidele yo, que volvas pronto.
Longtime favorite, Cloud 7, and right before that, Paquita by Tabule Roshiro of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Mr. President by Sondegardia Boy of Liberia. You are listening to The African Beat, your favorite music show on The Voice of America. And I am David Vander here in Washington.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vander.
And here is this email which reads, I would like to seize this opportunity to say thank you for the wonderful job you have been doing at The Voice of America with your special show, The African Beat. African guys are proud of you, and so please keep it up. I would kindly want you to play a very nice piece of music for me and all listening to The African Beat right now. May the peace and joy of the Lord remain with you throughout the session. And don't forget to send me some beautiful gift. Alexander Bala Angbashim out there in Lafia Nasarawa State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Alexander. And so, let the music roll. My next song is I'm in love with the DJ, the sound of Yvonne Chaka Chaka from South Africa. Let's touch up this one.
I'm going to go to the hospital. This is your Rainbow Station, KMOD, FM 95, out of Wichita, Kansas, where the man says it's going to be coming down all night. I hope you're warm and tight, honey. If you're feeling alone, baby, just get on the phone and talk to me. Just get on the phone, honey.
It makes me feel so special and so close to me. You know, he cheers me up. He makes me smile. He makes my life worthwhile.
I'm in love with the DJ, Yvonne Chaka Chaka. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And don't go away, because more music is coming for you.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love The African Beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Another email here says, "Hi, David. My regards to you and the rest of the African Beat team. As a passionate listener of African Beat, I wish to appreciate your great contribution towards this program. It takes an honest effort to collect all those beautiful African music, conduct interviews with musicians, and patiently play them for us. May you continue to put Africa on the map. Your favorite listener out there in Monrovia, Liberia, Lavoisier Julu at the Capitol Building." Well, thank you so very much, Lavoisier Julu. And now, let me play something really good for you. Remember, we're going old school. And this time, Shining Star, the sound of Pat Thomas from Ghana.
In my mind, I know that one day will be mine. Hardships and sufferings will come. No more problems will one day get up me. Yes, I know, and I'm sure, truly sure, that my star will shine one day. I'll keep on trying, I'll keep on trying, I'll keep on trying till my star will shine. I'll keep on trying, I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying till my
my star will shine. Yeah, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, my shining star. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, my shining star. I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying till my star will shine. I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying till my star will shine.
Shining Star, Pat Thomas of Ghana, wonderful music coming to you on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Let the music roll. But just before that, it's special greetings going out to you, Vincent Maloba, out there in Nairobi, Kenya. You are a regular listener to this program, and so I want you to keep that up. And now, let's enjoy some real African beat. Kekele and Madilu System from the DRC in Tapele. Wonderful time. Enjoy the beat.
Nasi ma bololo, eko milo kolo santa, apre kuko boyani. Olingo de paradiso, nasi ma eko mi afer, o
By Kekele and Madilu of the DRC. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van Der, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. You love the African beat. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about this show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. And my next song is Oja Awake, the sound of Osibisa. But that one will be played specially for you, a regular listener to the African beat, and you say you just can't miss it because it inculcates in you the value to appreciate your culture more. You are doing a great job out there, David. Please keep it up and God bless you and your family. Regards to all VOA staff. And this one is coming from Fred McBain from Ogugu in Olamabaro of Kogi State in Nigeria. And one more comes from Dongbe John Bambuka. Stand up, Africa, to rule your destiny. Thank you, David Vandy, for keeping the spirit of Africa alive. African spirit began to flow over me as I listened to the African beat. By you, David, keep up the good work. And so, Oja Awake is the next track by Osebisa.
Oja!
Oja Awake, beautiful tune, the African beat on the Voice of America. Let the music roll. Batonga by Angelique Kidjo of Benin.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
Africa is my
Emerson, the last man standing from Freetown, Sierra Leone, on the African beat with David Vandy, Voice of America.
Don't stop.
Angelique Kidjo, the beautiful Angelique in Batonga. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with yours truly, David Vandy, here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Don't go away because I have more in stock. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am yours truly, David Vandy. And now, this song, it's been a long, long time coming. And Succulent of Sierra Leone, you are doing a marvelous job. But I just want to take you back to when it all started, how it all started, where it all started, and how the people came to know who Succulent was. That Tumba Day, dedicated to all the people out there in Sierra Leone by this great man, Succulent. Let's rock the boat.
Tumba Day, Titi, Namigetam, Tumba Day, Titi.
Datumba Day, beautiful beat by Succulent of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Bane by the late Oliver Ngoma of Gabon coming up next. Well, with all of these beautiful songs today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. Peace all the time.